Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Shir number 28 in Shirim for Women. Today we're going to talk about the well-known Pasuk in Mishlei, in Eishes Chayil, the end of Mishlei. Sheka Hachin ve'evel ha'yofi, Isha Yiras Hashem hitis halol. I'm sure most of you in school and seminary, this probably was emphasized. And I'm going to just share here some aspects of what Twersky has to say about this in his book Wisdom Each Day, and what Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Lebracha also said about this when he gave shiurim to boys pertaining to Shaduchim. And Rav Twersky says as follows, that there is value to physical attractiveness and charm cannot be denied. That it is a aspect in life that has a certain amount of significance and value. However, giving these qualities primary value is a mistake and often is disastrous through the history of human beings. Through centuries and centuries, a lot of heartache and death and destruction has happened because of the misuse of physical attraction and charm, because of people using that to as a form of manipulation and influence, people being blinded by it, and so on and so forth. So they have value, but they don't have primary value. It doesn't last. Certainly, there's an aging process. And even the most striking physical beauty becomes commonplace with time. So if you have a relationship, any relationship that's based on purely physical characteristics, it's standing on a very, very shaky foundation. There's a well-known saying that beauty is only skin deep. But it's not just that it's skin deep. Very often it could distort our perceptions. It could blind our judgment, and we may imagine that a person has the qualities of substance, but they don't exist in reality. Now, it's obvious when you're talking about how men view women, and you're talking to men, so that makes sense. When you're talking to men to see, you know, you're visual creatures, and you tend to overemphasize the visual, and in a woman, the physical beauty and attraction. And we're telling the men not to be blinded by them, not to be swayed by it. But truth be told, between women themselves, there is this aspect too. The clicking with the popular, which usually are better looking than the less popular, is common. There is, between them, rivalries, jealousies, dressing up for each other, not to attract men, but for themselves, between each other. Women know more about this than men do. So the truth about this, or the widespreadness of this or not, is women know. But the idea is that it's clear that it's not just a matter of how men look at women, but women looking at themselves or towards each other. Very often they too are sometimes blinded by a physical beauty or a physical attractiveness or a charm that they got blinded by very often in friendships or so-called friendships, where there was a thought where I thought they were my friend and they were charming and they were, you know, attractive looking, and they befriended you, and then you realize later that it was surface level, or they wanted to get something out of you, which is very hurtful. So we should give much attention to spiritual attributes. In direct contrast with physical features, which deteriorate or go down over age and over time, when you're dealing with good character traits, it tends to intensify and it tends to improve with maturity. What is spirituality and spiritual characteristics? Those are things that are unique to humans, that distinguish them from animals. The idea of being selfless, sacrificing our comforts to help other people. And you see Eliezer, when he wanted to, when he was assigned to, and commissioned to find a wife for Yitzchak, what did he make as a priority in his test? Chesed. Chesed as the primary criteria. The Torah says Rivka indeed was very beautiful. But Eliezer, who has already incorporated all the teachings of Avraham Avinu, and he was his prize student, and he internalized everything. He was not impressed by her physical beauty at all. He was looking at the spiritual qualifications of Chesed. So while it is true that physical beauty has value and attractiveness has value, the spiritual qualities is what's everlasting and permanent. And it's not just regarding viewing other people, regarding viewing yourselves. If you're blessed with physical beauty and attractiveness, to recognize it's a gift from Hashem. You have to be careful with it, not because it's bad, but because it could be misused. Everything in the world, there's very few things that are inherently evil or inherently bad. Physical beauty, especially connected to women, is not bad. It has value. But it has its dangers of being misused. So that's when tznius, sometimes how it's taught, is taught in a warped way about being dirty and schmutzy and this and that, and that's why you have to cover things up. It's really the reverse. Because it's so sensitive, it could be easily misused, and that's why it needs protection. You're protecting yourself. That is why the hair of a married woman has to be covered, because you're protecting yourself, not because it's bad, but because it has extremely great value. So you reveal it only to yourself, towards your husband, and so on, because it is precious. It could be easily misused, and therefore you protect it. Which, according to those who hold Sheitlich, are no issue, and the logic behind those against it is that, well, a Sheitlich could look much more nicer than here. And I remember Y.Y. Jacobson pointing this out, because it's not the point. The point is not whether it's more attractive or less attractive, more nice or not nice. It's more that the here comes from the essence of the person. It defines themselves. It's part of who they are. Therefore, it has immense power and influence and a tremendous amount of energy, sensual energy. And therefore, it needs to be protected and covered, not because it's bad, but because it's prone to misuse. The idea being that we do live in the physical world, so it has value, but not inherently, but as a vehicle towards Yerushalayim. Rapam used to tell the boys as follows about this pasuk: Shekachein vehevela yofi isha yiras Hashem hi tesalol. So, famous question. Then, if that's the case, that if beauty, physical beauty, is so empty, why does the Torah again and again talk about how beautiful some of the imois were, whether it's Sarah, whether it's Rivka, whether it's Rachel? Why? If Sheker Achein V'Hevel Ayayfi. So Rapam put it this way. He said like this: if you have a zero, it has no value. But if you have a one in front of it, then it's a 10. Then it has value because of the one that's in front of it. The one, the zero is physical beauty. In and of itself, it's nothing and even destructive. The one represents Yiras Shamayim. There's a pasuk that says, "Hein Yiras Hashem hi chachma." Only Yiras Hashem is chachma. Hein means that alone, one. Mesillas Yesharim brings that down. Hein is a lashon of one. That's the single, solitary aspect of wisdom is Yiras Shamayim. When you have Yiras Shamayim, when a woman has Yiras Shamayim, then the beauty has value. When the woman lacks Yiras Shamayim, the beauty is a zero, and very often less than zero, because it could cause a tremendous amount of damage. And the way he put the pasuk is as follows: Sheker Achen Hevla Yoifi. Chen and Yoifi is a zero. But Isha Yeras Hashem, if you have a woman that has Yeras Hashem, so the simple explanation of the verse is Hitisal, that's what's praised. Yeras Shamayim is praised. That's what counts, not beauty. Rapam interpreted it based on what we just said, that Isha Yeras Hashem, if you have Yeras Hashem, if a woman has Yeras Hashem, then the beauty Tishalal is praised. Then the zero has value because of the one in front of it. So that is a healthy perspective, both for the boys that Rapam was talking about and to when they're going on, involved in Shidduchim, and in general, how husbands need to view their wives. You could appreciate the physical beauty, and that's why it's important for the wives to appreciate their own physical beauty. But to a point of having always that one in front of it, the Yiras Shamayim in front of it. We're not going to get into it today, but the whole concept of the kiyar that was accepted and the kumaz, which is a type of ornament, a very intimate element of an ornament that was donated to the Mishkan and for those purposes, and it was utilized for Kedusha, even though it seems the opposite of Kedusha, but like we talked about many times, it is Kedusha when used the right way. So that is the idea. The beauty of Yiras Shamayim. The beauty of Yiras Shamayim. Of Chesed, of Ahava. Now in the same piece that he talks about beauty, he mentions another concept here about Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchev, avoids being Malamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. It's a separate topic. And about how he found ways to look at the benefit of Klal Yisrael by seeing the good in them. And that is the important thing. Very often when someone has physical beauty or something looks beautiful, there is a risk of only being trapped by the external of it and not looking deep within. It could go both ways. Sometimes you have beautiful people physically and they're beautiful inside. You have beautiful people physically and they're ugly inside. You have people that are not attractive physically as much and they're beautiful inside. And you have people that are not attractive physically and they're ugly inside. You have all types of combinations. The physical, there's nothing much you can do about other than enhancing your own appearance in a normal way. That is a chiyuv. Hashem gave you whatever he gives you, and because of Tzelem Elokim, you do it L'Shem Shamayim, for the right way, you make the most of what you have and be happy with what you have. Every person should look in the mirror and be happy with the inherent features what Hashem gave them. It's beautiful the way it is. None of this nose a little longer, a little to the side, ear, this, that. No. You're beautiful the way you are. Now, there are shilas and tshuvas. There was one tshuva, just interesting. One girl had a particularly longer nose. And the question was whether to do cosmetic surgery, whether it's mutter, not mutter, and so on and so forth. Most place can hold. Again, I don't want to paskin again. I'm just going to make a disclaimer. This is not a halacha shear, so you have to ask a shayla, but most say it's mutter, especially if the purpose is for shidduchim or self-esteem or whatever it is. But again, the danger of that is if people go crazy overboard with it, and you see sometimes that whether it's actors, actresses that try these cosmetic surgeries trying to look better, and after all these surgeries, they look like a monster. They look like a horror show. So it has its pitfalls. So one has to be very careful. But if one has an inner self-worth feeling, one has true Yiras Shamayim, then the physical aspects will not harm. It'll only do good. So it's a lesson not just for men's hashkafas, how they view women, or husbands, how they should view wives, but how wives or women should view themselves, to recognize his value to it, cannot be denied. But Isha Yiras Hashem, he tisalal, to look at the pnimius, to look at the inside, that is what we Yidden are. We are pnimi. We internalize and we look at the depths and the beauty that is within. Bracha v'atzlacha.